This call is being recorded.
In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Good morning, brethren. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the room, the prayer room this morning. Thank God for your life. Thank God for the gift of the Spirit. Thank God for God. This morning, let's thank God. Let's lift up our voices as we come into his presence. Let's begin to bless the name of the Lord. Let's begin to thank God. Let's begin to thank God. Let's begin to lift up our voices unto him and begin to thank him even for this morning. Let's begin to thank God. It's a new day. It's a new day. And this is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice. We shall be glad in it. Let's lift up our voices unto him and begin to thank him. Let's worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who brought us to see this day. Let's bless his name. Let's thank him. Today is our day 8. For those who may not know, we have been praying 12 days into New Year. Not just New Year, but God says, I'm starting something afresh. So something new, something new, something new in your life and in my life. And it does not matter the success of yesteryear. Does not matter the success of yesterday. God says, I'm doing something new, fresh start. So that is it. So we are praying for a fresh start. And we saw that everyone that entered or experienced fresh start, even in the Bible, they prayed, even though they knew that the time and they knew their opportune time. And they did not waste that time. So this is why we are praying, not just because we are entering the new year. There is some newness. There is always a fresh start somewhere. Whether you are starting a new business, whether you are entering into a new relationship, whether you are starting a new career, whether you are starting something new, there is always that something new. There is something old that you need to get away from. It may be a relation, maybe anything. So that's what we are praying about. And we saw that everyone that prayed, that entered into their fresh start, they actually prayed. They actually prayed. When Anna was barren for a very long time and she wanted to enter into a fresh start, she prayed. She prayed. Blind Bartimaeus prayed. That's why we are praying. So lift up your voice and just bless the name of the Lord. It's only the proud that will not pray. And the Bible says, God receives the proud. So lift up your voice and just pray and just thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Let's bless the name of the Lord. Let's thank him for how far he has brought us. Today is day 8. We give God the glory. We give him the honor. Let's thank him for strength. Let's thank him for his faithfulness, his kindness towards us, his mercy towards us. Let's just bless the name of the Lord this morning. Let's give him praise. Let's give him praise. My yikatali mama. And if you're on the line, people say that I don't go public, you can please help us to share it. Amen. If you're on Facebook, I just believe in to just pray with my few people, but people say we should go public. So if you care, you can share it with your friends on the on Facebook or wherever you are hearing it from. Amen. So let's just pray, but I want to just concentrate and just pray. Amen. So we bless the name of the Lord. We just want to thank God. Let's thank him. Let's thank him this morning. Let's give him praise. Let's give him praise. Oh, Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will exalt you. I will praise your name. For all you have done wonderful things. Your counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Oh Lord, you are my God, you are my God. I will exalt you, I will exalt you, Lord. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Yes, you have done wonderful things. Your counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. I see the glory of the Lord descending in my life. Tell him just this morning to bless me once more time. Oh Lord, you are my God, you are my God, you are my God. I will exalt you, I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Your counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. I see the glory of the Lord descending in my life, descending in my life to bless me one more time. Yes, I see. The glory of the Lord descending in my life, descending in my life to bless me one more time. Adonai, I worship you, worship you, El Shaddai. You are so good, you are so good, Almighty God. Hallowed be thy name, your dominion is forevermore. Adonai, Adonai. Somebody worship him this morning. Adonai, I worship you, worship you, Son of God. You are so good, you are so good, Almighty God. Hallowed be thy name, your dominion is forevermore. Forever you will be, forever you will be the Lamb upon the throne. I gladly bow my knee and worship you, my King. Better lift up your voice and just worship him this morning. Let's just worship the King of Kings. Let's worship the one with the rock, with our fortress, the one with the deliverer, our God, our rock, in whom we take refuge, our shield and the horn of our salvation, our stronghold and our savior. Let's worship him this morning, the one who saves us even from violence. Oh, brethren, lift up your voice, call upon him today and just worship him. Just worship him, the one who deserves the glory, the one who deserves the honor, the one who deserves all the adoration, the one who is high and mighty, the Almighty God, Jehovah Shammah, the Almighty. Let's worship him, the all-presence God. Let's worship him, the omnipotent God, Malikas Katalibu, the omniscient God, the one that sees all things, the one that knows all things. There's nothing that is hidden unto him, the one that gives you fresh start, the God of all seasons. He changes the time and the season, but he changes not. The Almighty God, faithful God, that even when you and I, we are faithless, God remains faithful. Somebody worship him this morning. Worship this kind God, the one who can bring you out of the ditch. Worship him. He's worthy. Malikas katadi mokuru mosunturi baba. Oh, somebody worship him. The one who is worthy to be praised. The one who can save you from your enemies. Whatever that enemy is, whether their enemies are internal or external, whether they are people, their other personalities or power, the God who is able to save you. The one who will be called to in distress. The one who can save you. Ah, the psalmist says, when I call him in distress, in my distress, I call upon the Lord. And I called up from his temple. He heard my voice, and my cry came to his ear. Then the heart read and rock. Brethren, lift up your voice. The Bible says, when I cried unto him, he heard me. Brethren, the God that says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Why don't you worship him? Malikas katali mokuru mosuntu rima shandala baba. Rima ma. Robo burre maskente debo, ori mama mama maskete di bobo, ori maskanta la baba baba, marika kaka le brokos konturi baba. Somebody worship him, worship him. Madika skete di mokuru mosunturi baba. The one who is able to bring you out of the ditch, the one who is able to bring you out of distress, the one who is able to make change to your life, the one who is able to give you fresh start. Somebody worship him this morning. He's worthy of all glory, he's worthy of all honor, he's incomparable, he has no equal. Father, we worship you, we honor you, we adore you. We thank you for this morning, and we commit today into your hand, O God. We commit the rest of the year into your hand, O God. And we say, Lord, the faithful is you that have brought us this far, that you take us further. We hand over, O God, every second of our lives unto you, and we redeem every second with the blood of Jesus this morning as we come into your presence, O God. Merciful Father, your word says, come unto me, O God. You said, come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy in a time of need. According to your word, O God, and the necessity of our needs this morning, we have come again, O God. Father, answer us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Peradventure, there is anything, O God, that we may have done that will stand in the way of what you have purposed to do. Father, we ask, O God, let your mercy terminate judgment this morning, because your word says, if you should mark iniquity, who can stand? None of us, O God. Father, we ask, O God, for your mercy this morning. Forgive our iniquities, any iniquities from our generation, O God, from our fathers, from our mothers, O side, oh God. Father, Lord, even the one we have done by ourselves, knowingly or unknowingly, Lord. Father, we ask, oh God, for mercy this morning in the name of Jesus. We cover ourselves. We cover the air with the blood of Jesus. We cover this prayer room, oh God. Even the virtual prayer room with the blood of Jesus, on Facebook, on the phone. We cover everywhere with the blood of Jesus, every home that is represented. And we pray this morning for a fresh oil, oh God, fresh utterance, fresh unction in the name of Jesus. Let it be to us, oh God, according to your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning, brethren. Once again, good morning. If this is your first time, you are welcome. Amen. You can invite your friends. You are welcome to the altar this morning. We are praying. Amen. We are praying because we are, like I've said, it's only the humble that can praise, and God elevates the humble. Amen. So our topic today says out of the ditch, and we can get our text in 2 Samuel chapter 22. He says, the God is my strong refuge and has made my way blameless. It says, amen. Let me go back. The rod, amen, sorry. That's not the Bible passage that we're using. Amen. Okay, 2 Samuel chapter 22. That's what we're using. It says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and refuge. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. I'm saved from the enemies. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. In my distress. Brethren, whether you want to believe it or not, well, what do we call distress? Distress is anything that is suffering, that may be painful, that may be headache. It could be headache, it could be heartbreak, it could be misery, it could be sadness, it could be wretchedness, it could be desolation, it could be despair. Amen? Whatever it is that is not giving you pleasure is what is called distress. Amen? And, you know, when David was getting away from Saul in 2 Samuel, the Bible says, and everyone in distress or in debt. Brother, who is not in debt? Who does not have debt? Amen. Everybody has something, whether you like it or not. You want to believe it or not. He says, in my distress, everyone in distress or in debt. We are all indebted. We are all having something that is missing. He says, or discontented. Are you discontented? Is that any area of your life that you want a change? The Bible says they gathered to him, they gathered to David, and he became a commander over them, and they were with him about 400 men. The Bible says, so David got away and escaped to the cave of Adullam, when his brothers and others, associated with his family, had where he was. They came down and joined him. Not only that, but all who were down on their luck came around. They are losers. You are not a loser in Jesus' name. I'm not a loser. I'm vagrant. I'm misfit of all sorts. David became their leader. There were about 400 in all. Brethren, these men, they had need, and they came to David. They started from nothing. They started as nobody, but they ended becoming mighty men of valor. So it does not matter where you are in the structures of society. It does not matter where you are, even in the journey of life, in the journey of destiny. Brethren, God is about to do something new. There is about to be an elevation, and God is about to accelerate your progress in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, when they were reporting these men later on in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verses 1 to 2, he said, these are the ones who came to David as Ziklag, the men who were vagabond, the men who were nothing, the men who had nothing, the men who had debt. He says, why he yet concealed himself because of Saul, son of Kish? They were among the mighty men, his helpers in war. They were bold men and could use the right hand or the left to sling. They helped David against the band of raiders, but they were all mighty men of courage. And brethren, do not despise anybody. Even if there are people around you who feel they're helpless, or you think they're helpless, help them. You never know who can help you in the future. You never know when something will happen to you. You never know how things can turn around. And things can turn around. It's just a second. God, the destiny changer, the Yahweh of Judah can turn things around for anybody, including you and I. So don't despise people, no matter whether you are helping them today. Amen. You don't know. Those men were the men that came back to help David. But today, they were in distress at that time, and David cried unto God. Amen. David cried in his distress. He cried unto God, saying, bring me out of the ditch, Lord. Give me. Brethren, no matter what you are going through today, don't feel bad. Don't feel like you are alone. No, you are not. Your crisis is not a surprise to God. And before your crisis, he has made the solution. He has made the solution available. Before the famine, God already provided the brook. He made the brook of Cherith for Elijah. He knew there was going to be famine. When the brook was drying up, it was God that set him up. God will set you up for a comeback in the name of Jesus. God will stage your comeback in the name of Jesus. God will make a way for you where there seems to be. There's nothing that is hidden unto God, including the crisis you had yesterday, including the one you will have even next year. And that's why it's giving you a fresh start. The solution is already in his hand. Amen. It says, you know, when the brook Cherith was drying up, God already made provision at the widow's place. And brethren, how God will sort you out, how God will turn your situation around, you can never figure it out. And that is why you need to go. And God may not use conventional means. How can you ever, in your imagination, how can we ever think that somebody who had nothing, obviously to the neighbor, obviously to the community, obviously to the church, that this woman is a destitute. This woman had nothing. This woman had been living on handouts. You know, this woman had been, you know, stipends from other people. But today, God said, Elijah, I've made provision for you in the house of the widow. Brethren, that's why you need God. That's why you need God for instruction. Because it may not be conventional. It may not be what is popular that God will use to bring you out of the ditch, that financial ditch that you are in. It may be something that everybody, a business that everybody is running away from. That's where you need to have that instruction. Amen. That's where you need to hang with God, not with men. Amen. That is the problem we are having. Meanwhile, like I said, God already planned a way of escape from abject lack and frustration, even for the widow, through the needy Elijah. God connecting the needy to themselves, because the needy, they were all in need. And God was connecting all the people in need, because God is God. Amen. So today, I want you to hand over that matter, because to the master planner, in the name of Jesus, he will show you the way out of the ditch. Amen. He will show you the way out. And you don't need to understand it. He will walk you through. Just follow through in the name of Jesus. So today we're going to pray. We're going to lift up our voices. Like I said, have you identified the area of change? It could be mental. It could be what distress. What kind of distress are you in? Is it mental? The Bible says if your heart is broken, you will find God right there. If you are kicked in the gut, he will help you catch your breath. Amen. So is it mental? Is it marital? Are you having distress maritally? Are you having distress financially? Are you having distress even ministerially? Elijah had distress ministerially. So you need, what do you need? Change. Amen. Brethren, it's time to speak it out. It's time to talk it out. It's time to take action. And it's time also to affirm yourself. Amen. I'm the child of the Most High God. There was a time I was in distress, in deep distress, and I thought the whole world was collapsing on me. And I was crying. I thought even I've done something that God can never pardon me. But I was crying. But then God loves you. I want to tell you that. Say to yourself, God loves me, and he wants to help you. There is no depth that you may have gone through. There is no depth that you are strong to that God cannot carry. Out of the depth, he will bring you out. And he will plant you on a land in the name of Jesus that belongs to you. Amen. So this morning, we're going to lift up our voices and begin to pray. We're going to lift up our voices, begin to thank God, begin to thank. There's no depth, there's no depth that God cannot reach to bring you out. Oh, there's no pit that you may have entered. First, you want to thank God that, Lord, thank you for bringing me out of the ditch that I may have fallen into. Thank you, Father, for your promise of fresh start, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because God, we use the Spirit. Ah, we pray in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and just bless the name of the Father. Thank God for the name that is above all names. The Bible says, at that name, every knee we bow and every tongue we confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let's lift up our voices and just bless the name of the Lord. Let's thank Him. And as we thank Him, God, we begin to ask that. And the Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 67, before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now I keep your word. How did you get into the ditch? Many times we have gotten into the ditch because we did not hear God right. We did not hear the instruction. When we went to buy that car we are not supposed to buy, and we enter into financial debt. When we went into that relationship where we ought not to, and now we are blaming God. But then let's ask Him for mercy. And when we went into that business that we did not ask God when we were going in there, now we failed. But God is a merciful God. Like I said, when I was crying because I did something that I thought God can never pardon me, and I was crying, and I had God, I call you treasure. Ah, brethren, that changed my orientation and did change my life forever. So I was feeling that I'm damned, condemned. Brethren, lift up your voice and just thank God again. And just ask Him that, Lord, in every way that I've broken your heart, have mercy on me. In every way I've made decisions that is not from you, that did not back me up. When I was making those financial commitments that you did not send me, that you did not give me instruction, have mercy on me. When I was buying those stuff that put burden on me, ah, Father, have mercy. When I went to buy that car that did not ask me to buy, and the weight of the car note is weighing me down, Lord, have mercy. But then just go to God, and God, have mercy. When I was making that financial commitment, when I was going into that relationship that did not back me up, Father, Lord, but I wanted to do it anyway, Father, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. I don't know what you have done. Lift up your voice and just ask Him for mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. You're not going to lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice. 2 Samuel 22, verse 17 to 20. It says, but me, he caught, reached all the way from sky to sea. He pulled me out of the ocean of air. He pulled me out of the ocean of air. That's enemy chaos. The void in which I was drowning. They eat me when I was down, but God stuck by me. He stood me up on a wide open field. I stood there. You're going to lift up your voice and pray that, Father, pull me out of the ocean of air in the name of Jesus. Pull me out of the ocean of distress, of affliction, of sickness. I don't know, of financial distress, of marital distress, of financial distress, of ministerial distress. I don't know yours, but I want to lift up your voice and cry unto God. Remember, it is to cry unto God. He pulled me out. Lord, pull me out of that ocean, oh God. Out of the ocean of financial burden. Pull me out of that marital burden. Of the ocean of that marital burden. Of that relationship burden, Lord. Father, pull me out. Pull me out. I don't know what yours is. Lift up your voice and just ask Him this morning. Father, pull me out in the name of Jesus. Pull me out, oh Lord. Pull me out. Pull me out in the name of Jesus. Pull me out in the name of Jesus. I surrender the reins of my life. I surrender every step, oh God, all the way. Pull me out in the name of Jesus. Pull me out in the name of Jesus. Father, pull me out, Lord. By your mercy, pull me out, Lord. I have no help anywhere. The help of man is vain, Lord. I lift my hands unto you, oh God, this morning. Pull me out. Pull me out, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Brethren, even the psalmist is still praying. He said in 2 Samuel 22, 21 to 25, he says, God made my life complete. When I placed all the pieces before Him, when I cleaned up my heart, He gave me a fresh start. Indeed, I've kept a lot to God with. I haven't taken God for granted. Every day I review the way He walks. I try not to miss a trick. I feel put to get back together. And I'm watching myself. God rewrote the test of my life when I opened the book of my heart to His eyes. What we want to pray this morning, that Father, rewrite the story of my life. Oh Lord, rewrite the story of my generation. Rewrite the story of my family. Rewrite my story, oh God. Rewrite my story. Rewrite the story of my siblings. Rewrite my story, Lord. Brethren, lift up your voice and pray that, Lord, rewrite my story. Rewrite the story of my spouse. because of me, oh God, and because of your name, rewrite the story of my family. I don't know what is the story in your family. Is it the story of sickness? Is it the story of delay? Is it the story of disappointment upon disappointment? Is it the story of delay in childbearing? Is it the story of delay in getting married? What is the story of your family? Is it the story that poverty? Is it that they cannot attain certain level in life? What is the story? What is that story? Lift up your voice and just ask him today, Lord. Ah, Father, rewrite my story, oh God. Rewrite the story of my life. Rewrite the story of my family, because I'm crying unto you today, Lord. Father, because you are the God of fresh start. In that name of Sukuru Mosokotori Mama, Marika Kakadi Brokoskundra, Marika Kakadi Bro. The Bible says, when I was desperate, are you desperate this morning? The Bible says, when I was desperate, I called out and God got me out of a tight spot. What is that tight spot you are in right now? Please love your voice and say, Father, get me out of this tight spot, Lord. What is that tight spot? Is it financial? Lift up your voice and say, Father, get me out of this financial tight spot, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Are you desperate? The Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. The righteous, God did not say the unrighteous, but you, God is interested in getting you out because his name must be glorified. Because his name must be glorified. That's why God is interested in getting you out. God knows that crisis before you got into it. Lift up your voice. Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Father, Lord, out of them all, whether they are financial, all. God, this is your word that we have brought back to you. You delivered the righteous, Lord, from all, whether they are mental, whether they are emotional, whether they are financial, or whether they are physical, whether they are spiritual. You want that, Lord, this morning, Lord, the God of fresh start, that you will deliver someone, oh God, from the afflictions, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray that, Lord, deliver me from my strong enemy. Deliver me from my strong enemy. The Bible says in second Samuel, he said, he sent from on high. He took me, threw me out of many waters. He rescued me from my strong enemy. Whatever that strong enemy is, what is holding you back? That could be within. It could be within. It could be without. It could be foundational. It could be environmental. It could be something from your past. It could be something from your present. It could be something that is invisible or visible to you. But he says he rescued me from my strong enemy. Strong enemy could be weakness that you have, that anytime something good is coming your way, it rears up its head up. It may be anger. It may be anger. It may be anything. It may be an habit that is depriving you of what God has ordained for you. It could be habit. But then lift up your voice and pray. It could be an internal weakness that is influencing empowering the external weakness. He says he rescued me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a broad place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. Lift up your voice and just pray that, Father, in the name of Jesus, rescue me, oh God, from my strong enemy, whether I know of them or not, whether I even acknowledge or believe right now. But Lord God, rescue me, rescue my family, rescue my spouse. If you are believing God even for his spouse, be prayed this morning. Maybe they have not come to you because they have been arrested somewhere. If Joseph was still in prison, there was no way he could meet that Asenath's daughter. Lift up your voice and pray that, Lord, rescue me. Rescue my beloved. Rescue anyone that is connected to me in the name of Jesus from the hand of a strong enemy. In the name of Jesus, rescue my destiny. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Quickly, I want us to pray because of our time, my God. Time always goes fastly. It says, I will overturn I will overturn. I will overturn it. And it shall be no more until it come whose right is, and I will give it to him. You're going to pray that, Lord, overturn things in my favor. Overturn legislation. Overturn decisions. Overturn until I enter into my fresh start, Lord. Until what you have for me, until I receive it. Until where you have for me, I get there. Overturn, brethren, lift up your voice and begin to pray. Overturn things in my favor, whether it's legislation, whether it's decision somewhere. Maybe you have a proposal somewhere. Maybe you have a project. Until overturn. Lift up your voice and pray. Oh, we have only 1 minute more. Overturn. Oh, Lord, overturn. You pray. It says Ezekiel 21:27. I will overturn it, and it shall be no more until it come whose right it is, and I will give it to him. For your fresh start to happen, some things need to be overturned. It may be legislation or government legislation. It may be decisions in anyone that matters. Anyone that matters in making decisions that will move you forward. Lift up your voice that, Lord, overturn. As I'm entering into a new season of life, oh Lord, overturn. Overturn things on my behalf. Overturn things on my family behalf. Overturn things on my children's behalf. Overturn. Overturn, oh God, until I receive, until I get there. Overturn. Malika sketeli mokuru mosontole ba. Malika kakali broko skontole ba. Maraka kakali broko skontole ba. Oh Lord, overturn. In the mighty name of Jesus. Malika skatali mokuru mosontole ba. Le mama. Reka sketeli mokuru mosontole machanda la ba. Maraka kakali broko skontole ba. Oh Lord, overturn things on my behalf. Whether I know about it or not. Oh Lord, overturn, until I receive, until I have. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Because of our time, amen. Because of our time, Psalm 66, I'll give this and we go. Psalm 66, verses 8 to 12, I read it. It says, bless our God, O people. Give him a thunderous welcome. Didn't he set us on the road to life? Didn't he keep us out of the dish? God will keep you out of the dish in the name of Jesus. Whether it's financial dish, whatever that dish you may be in, God will keep you out of it in the name of Jesus. He trained us first, passed us like silver. Brother, whatever you have gone through is a training ground. Amen. Your crisis is a training ground. He trained us first, passed us like silver through refining fires, brought us into a hard scrabble country, pushed us out to our very limit. Brethren, it may be hard. Right now, you may have in that hardship. Road tested us inside and out. You will not fail your test, and I will not fail mine in the name of Jesus. It says, he took us to hell and back. Finally, he brought us to this well-watered place. I want you to lift up your voice and pray and just declare that I'm entering into my large place, in my business, in my career, in ministry. In every area of life, I'm entering into my large place. I'm entering into my well-watered place. I'm entering. When I begin to declare it, I'm entering. I've suffered enough. I've been tested. I've been proved. And I'm entering into my well-watered place. Begin to declare it. Begin to declare it. Begin to declare it that in my business, in my career, in my ministry, in my maritally, spiritually, financially, no more debt in the name of Jesus. You will not borrow before you eat. You will not borrow even to do your business. You will not need to borrow. God will make a way for you. Remember, it may not be conventional. It may not be the way you think, but God will take you there. Lift up your voice. Let's just begin to bless the name of the Lord until tomorrow again. It's already 6 o'clock. Amen. Time is always running. Let's just bless the name of the Lord for this morning. You are out of that ditch. Amen. I don't know what that ditch is, but out of it. You are out of it. You are not going there anymore. God will set you up. God will set you up. Amen. For a new beginning, for a fresh start, in the mighty name of Jesus, the God Almighty, the one that can make way where there seems to be no way. Let's give him praise. This morning is already 6 o'clock. Let's thank him. Let's give him praise. And if you are in Maryland area, I said this month, through the next year, so sometime, I'm not going to do any ministration, but God interrupted that. I'm going to Maryland. So if you know any, I don't know the address, I'll find it, I'll post it on Facebook, but I'll be speaking to some singles in Maryland this week, tomorrow. So I'll be there. God can interrupt and intercept your journey. Amen. Amen. Let's just give him praise. Let's give him praise this morning as we go. Let's give him praise. Let's give him praise. We give God the glory. We give him the honor. Amen. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for getting us out of the ditch, O God. We give you praise. We give you glory as we go this morning. We ask, O God, that your presence will continue with us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. We cover our new beginning, our fresh start with the blood of Jesus. And Lord, peradventure, there is any need that is urgent, even right now. Father, we ask, O God, that you meet those needs this morning in the name of Jesus, according to your riches and glory. We bless you, Lord. We bless you as we go. We ask for your protection over us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your name, O God. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So tomorrow is excellence is the deal. Amen. Because we cannot talk of fresh start without excellence. Amen. God bless you. Love you. Bye-bye. People at home. Amen. How are you? Good morning, people on the phone. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. God bless you. Bye. Bye. See you tomorrow. Bye. See you tomorrow. Bye. 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 God, we love you. See you tomorrow.
We love you.
Sister Bumi, Agnes, my prophet. God bless you. Who else? Everybody that is on hold. If you can, my friend. God bless you. Love you. Baba Damilola, bye. Wura Alajai. God bless you. Love you guys. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Love you.
Amen.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We got to go. Okay, guys.